Good Erev Shabbos, and welcome back to Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Today is not Friday. Today is, in fact, Erev Shabbos Kodesh. We, of course, are in the month of the period of Sfira, so we're not playing music. But the music, even when it doesn't play in our ears, is playing in our heads and in our hearts, because we're always hearing that music. We're always living besimcha, even in the time where it is somewhat silenced and diminished because of the loss of the students of Rabbi Akiva. But it's still a joy. And why is it a joy? What do we have to be happy about in this mournful time of Sfira? We're happy because we're counting down, we're counting up to Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos is coming. And we're so grateful to our generous sponsors of Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, Mende and Tzipora Fishman, is a schus for Chai Rivka Bas Tzipora Freidel, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rav Yaakov Siben David Aryeh. This particular episode of Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos is also sponsored by my dear friends Meryl and Jeremy Strauss, in memory of Jeremy's father, Hechaver Shlomo Michal Ben Meir. Big thank you to the Strausses for all their generosity and all of their friendship and all of their incredible support. So I want to share with you from our Parsha, Parshas Acharei Mos and Kedoshim. Kedoshim, we include Eshab Sosai Tishmora. We have a reference to the observance of Shabbos several times. We find in the Torah many times the connection, the observance, the mandate to keep Shabbos. Parshas Beshalach, Sheshi Shamim Tol Ketuv Yom HaShvi Shabbos Lo Yeh Bo. 7 days, 6 days, we collect the mon, the seventh day. It falls. Of course, Parshas Yisro, Sheshi Shamim Ta'avod. We have the obligation of 6 days we work, and the seventh day is that holy, holy Shabbos. Parshas Mishpatim, Shesh Shemim Tasa Masecha. Parshas Kisisa, Shesh Shemim Yasa Malacha. Parshas Vayaka, Shesh Shemim Tasa Malacha. Over and over again, Parshas Emor. And then we have the Dibros Achronos later in the Torah, and in our Parsha as well, we have Shabsosai in the plural. And we've shared many times, because it appears many times in the Torah, why the plural? Each Shabbos we keep only that Shabbos. Don't we focus on the mindfulness? Isn't part of Shabbos not being fragmented and divided and distracted, but the ability to focus and be mindful and be fully present in that day and in that Shabbos? Isn't that part of what Shabbos is really all about? So why do we call it Shabbosai? Why are we talking about the many? Be present and focus and mindful just on the one, just on the one. And we've shared many, many insights that every Shabbos really has multiple or several Shabbosim in them. But I want to share with you today an insight of the Shlach HaKadosh, Shlini Luchos HaBris, of Yeshaya Horowitz. And he says the following in the Pasuk, Eshab Sosai Tishmoru Umiktashiti Ra'u. We have in one Pasuk to observe Shabbos and to carry a sense of awe, a sense of reverence, a sense of fear of the Mikdash. Why in one Pasuk? What's the connection of Shabbos and the Mikdash? And of course, there is an overlap. There is a common denominator and common theme. What the Mikdash is in space, Shabbos is in time. Just like the Mikdash is a holy location, it is a place of intense dwelling of Hashem. The Mikdash is physically the place that can capture, that we can kviyachol feel the intense presence of the divine. Shabbos in space is that place of refuge. Shabbos is the Mikdash of time. Shabbos is the 25 hours a week that we escape, that we find refuge, that we go into a place that is an intense rendezvous with Hashem. But says the Shlach HaKadosh, Lirmos Kana Geula, Al Derech Ma'amar Mamali Mesham Mitzro Shtei Shabbosos, Miyad Nigalan. Gemara Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches tells us, if only we would observe, if only we could keep two Shabboses properly, we'd immediately be redeemed. And that's alluded to Shabbososai Tishmoru, observe my Shabboses in the plural, Miyad Rabbi Mishnaim Shtei Shabbosos. Shlach HaKadosh understands that if we fulfill Shabbososai Tishmoru, if indeed we can observe the two Shabboses, then we'll merit the Geula, we'll merit a sense of redemption. We'll feel the redemption, the freedom, the repair. So that is the Shlach HaKadosh understanding based on the Gemara. What are these two Shabboses? Aren't we supposed to be focused and mindful? What are the two Shabboses? So we've shared previously, maybe they are Shabbos Chazon and Shabbos Nachem, but those are the two Shabboses. We quoted the Ksava Kabbalah of Yaakov Z. Mecklenburg. The two Shabboses are the passive part of Shabbos, refraining, abstaining from Malacha, and the active part of Shabbos, the fact that we have to create Shabbos, the Kiddush and Havdalah, Zmiros, Divrei Torah, stories. So many are observing the negative of Shabbos, what I'm not allowed to do, the minutiae, the details, the Isurim, the prohibitions. But what about the energy? What about the flavor? What about the feeling? What about the dynamism? What about the Shabbos that we create? What about the Shabbos that we make and that we fashion? There's the Shabbos that happens automatically, and there's the Shabbos that we have to create. So today, this Friday, as you're turning Friday into Erev Shabbos, are you making Shabbos? You're not just keeping Shabbos, are you making Shabbos? A Jew, the two Shabbosim, Misham Yisrael Shtei Shabbosim, is that we have to keep Shabbos, observe Shabbos. That's not violating the Isra Malacha, but we also have to make Shabbos. To make Shabbos literally is shop and cook and set the table and shower and dress and prepare, but it also is Zmiros and Divrei Torah and energy and dynamism and conversation and the active that it takes the to proactively be mindful to truly keep Shabbos. We've shared all of this in the past. The truth is the Slonim Rebbe has another interpretation. Nesivas Shalom on Parshas Kedoshim, this week's Parsha, he says the two Shabbos that we're keeping, the two parts of every Shabbos, of the Shtei Shabbosos, of the Shabbososai Tishmoru, are number one, Zeichel Maaseh Bereishis. One part of Shabbos is that we are commemorating creation of the world. She Yehudi mischadesh b'Shabbos legamrei, that the Jew recreates every Shabbos. Shabbos comes and we start anew. Shabbos comes and we start fresh. Shabbos comes and we are recreated. We are born again. Whatever baggage, whatever hurt, whatever pain, whatever disappointment, whatever mistakes we've made, Shabbos comes and zeichel maaseh bereishis. We have the ability and capacity to be reborn, to recreate, to start again. And then Shabbos has a second component, which is zeichel yitzias mitzrayim, to liberate and to free ourselves. That even when we don't have the luchos rishonos of a bria chadasha, we have the luchos shnios. We have the ability of the second luchos, the ability of the still to liberate and to save ourselves. Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. These two themes of Zechel Maaseh Bereishis and Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim are the two themes of Shabbos, and they are the Shabbos of Soi Tishmaru. They are the two Shabboses that every one of us have to keep. Ayin Sham, see there, where the Slonim Rebbe elaborates. But I want to share with you Rav Avram Shor Shlita, shares from the Rebbe of Shmelka. Now, what does it mean to observe two Shabboses? Listen to what he says. This is so powerful and beautiful, and I hope it will inform and enhance not only this Shabbos for you, but every Shabbos going forward. I'm so excited. It really is so deep. He says, "Inyan Hashmir Shnei Shabbosos, Shabbos Harishon Hu Anosein Koach L'Sheishes Yemei Amasa Abayim." One component of every Shabbos, one Shabbos we're keeping, is to energize the 6 days that are to come. That on this Shabbos, we are able to have Torah discussions and Zmiros and games and laughter and stories and rest and reading that is going to prepare us for a week ahead. To dream and to picture and to imagine who we can be, what kind of week can we have? What kind of husband or wife, what kind of mother or father, what kind of Eved Hashem, what kind of person who's looking to still get married or not at the stage of marriage, whatever stage one is in, every one of us has the ability to use Shabbos to dream, to plan, to anticipate, to prepare, use Shabbos to recreate ourselves for the week ahead, the week that will be. Ha'idea Shabbos Mekadesh HaSheshesh Yamim As HaShabbos HaShniyah Sh'nizkadesh Ha'idea Avodah Sh'ashesh Yamim Sh'ashabbos Bamikoch Vav Yamim Ke'ilu Sh'nizkadesh Ha'idea Shabbos HaRishona. But the other part of Shabbos that we keep is to be reflective. The other part of Shabbos is the reward and the payoff, the Makor Bracha. It is the destination of the goal of the 6 days that precede it. So every single Shabbos plays these two dual roles. Every Shabbos is Shtei Shabbosos. Every Shabbos is Shabbososai Tishmoru. Every Shabbos has two components. One, it is the culmination of the week that was. Two, it is going to prepare and launch and get started the week that will be. And the Shabbos has both aspects. Shabbos plays both roles. On that Shabbos, we should reflect. On that Shabbos, we should celebrate. On that Shabbos, we should pause from the week that was and learn from it and celebrate it and understand the things we did right and what we did wrong. And Shabbos prepares us, gets us ready for this week that will be. And that's why we have those two components. Moreover, says Rav Avraham Shor, based on the Sfas Emes, it says in the Parsha, three times Shmir Shabbos, Es Shabbososai Tishmoru, Ki Osi Bnei Yivenechem Doroseichem, Ushmartem Es HaShabbos, Vishamru Bnei Yisrael Es HaShabbos. Three times that we have that word, says the Sfas Emes, Shmir HaShabbos, observing, keeping, safeguarding Shabbos. Why three times? Says the Sfas Emes, Remez, L'machshava, Dibur, and Maisa. Because the way a Jew, the way a Yid keeps Shabbos, the way a Yid turns Friday into Erev Shabbos, to prepare to keep that Shabbos, is to focus and get ready to harness those three ways. Machshava, where are our thoughts? What is our attitude? What perspective do we bring? Dibur is the way we speak on Shabbos, what we speak about on Shabbos, the manner of speech on Shabbos, with whom we speak on Shabbos. And Maisa, our action, our minhagim, our dress, our conduct. Hashvisehi b'shloshtan, the fact that we rest, the fact that we observe Shabbos is in three areas. Gimel kocho shel neshama, ruach, and nefesh. These three v'shamruz correspond with machshava, dibor, and maisa, that correspond with neshama, ruach, and nefesh. A lot more to say about this, but a lot of work to be done. So this Shabbos, don't keep one Shabbos. This Shabbos and every Shabbos, keep more than one Shabbos, keep two. Shabsosai tishmaru. Shabsosai ilmalai. If only we could learn to keep two Shabboses, miyad nigalan, we'd be redeemed. Umikdashi tiro, we'd be in that Beis HaMikdash together. How? The two Shabboses we need to keep. We need to keep the passive, we need to keep the los assays, and we need to keep the assay. We need to create the Shabbos. We need to observe both components, the Zeicha L'Maisa Bereishis, recreation, and Zeicha L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we need to keep the Shabbos that is the culmination of the week that was, and the Shabbos that will prepare and bring the week that will be. We should be Zocha to keep both Shabboses and to have a Shabbos which is a source of happiness, holiness, and in good health. Wishing everyone a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.